There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And Rick, one of the things I'd like to mention is Mayor Lyle Anderson of Lebanon, Missouri. He did not do anything to censure the city manager of Lebanon, Missouri, Chris Hurd. And here's what we have. We have these professional managers managing cities, and they manage them like a business. And they are a business. They are a corporation. And Lyle Anderson is the CEO of the corporation of the city of Lebanon, Missouri. Most cities are corporations, and they are in the business to make a profit and expand their empire. Well, Lyle Anderson, in my opinion, is no different. So Lyle Anderson and his team of cops has destroyed the Get Prepared Expo in the city of Lebanon. They really have. That was our seventh expo. We did 3 years in the city of Lebanon, Missouri, a small city of less than 20,000 people, and we built it to the biggest expo in the United States. Okay, they killed it. Everybody who went to the expo said it had the most educational content ever. And I doubt, and this is my opinion, I doubt there will be another expo in the next 20 years that has anywhere near the content that we had. 97 seminars in 2 days. If you add Rick and Matt's seminar, it would be 98 seminars in 3 days. Okay, unheard of, never done before. We had 450 people at our banquet meals. Never done before. Okay, so who killed it? The city of Lebanon. The angry cops. The angry cops killed the expo. And if you'd like, I'd like to suggest you give the mayor a call and say, what's he going to do about it? Because he told me he's going to do nothing about it. He has no intent for any remedy whatsoever.
You might remind him that one of the words that we were told is that Missouri is split in half. And where you live is where most of the police end up because they've been fired or laid off for not being very good policemen. And that's a symptom. The whole thing is preying on people. Lebanon is had four times the cops that Grants Pass does, and we're about 10 times bigger. And really, they prey on the locals, and that's the business that they do. That's wrong.
Yeah, not only that, they ride around these brand new cruisers, and you see them in these brand new Chrysler Corporation cruisers, and they're better equipped, more expensive than any of typical farmers' vehicles. But let me give you the cell phone number for the mayor. His name is Lyle Anderson, L-Y-L-E Anderson. He always has his cell phone, so you can call him 417-588-7122. 417-588-7122.
Yeah, I'd like to know. On YouTube from Anonymous. It's gone national. That ought to get them.
What I'd like to know is why they allowed the expo to be killed. Now, that really impacts all of you. It really does, because now we have to figure out another place to go, and it can't be a city property. We know all about city properties. It's all about taxes. Now, the mayor told me that he'd really like to have our business. Really? He wants to have our business? Is that how he shows us? By sending in his forces? No way. No way do we want to be part of that. So 417-664-4396. Give him a call and ask him why he killed the expo. The Get Prepared Expo in Lebanon, Missouri. Rick, would you say it was an awesome expo or what?
Well, Lebanon is going to go down as a ghost town shortly because of action of that city manager. That city manager should be on point and not allow the police to behave the way they are. It was completely different in Indianapolis, and we were in a bad part of town. That guy that was there actually made me enjoy that event.
Yeah, what you're saying is there was a cop who showed up at the RK Prepper show, and it was just one cop. It wasn't a swarm. It was one cop, and he was looking around, and he was like a nice guy. Completely different.
He was trying to be there as part of the group, doing his part.
Right.
Yeah. Different.
And so in Lebanon, that's not the case. Lebanon. So anyway, let me give you that mayor's phone number again. And please report back. Call in. Let us know what the mayor told you. 417-664-4396. Rick, let's talk about something that is a threat to all of us. Fukushima, the radiation, the fish that are radioactive. What are your thoughts on that? Is it getting worse?
Yeah, I think we're going to need a Geiger counter to buy our food. I think what they're going to do in the future is put a mass spectrometer at the back end when food comes in the back door to go out on the counter, and you measure, count atoms, to see whether or not you want to eat it. And then you're probably going to need, when you go to pick up the fish at the fish part section, measure that. That counts for a minute. It's getting worse than anybody can imagine. And literally, Fukushima, Japan's dead. It really is. The incidence of cancer now widespread throughout all of Japan. It turns out that when the grid collapsed, it collapsed in several other nuclear power plants. There were incidences that were not reported in other parts of the country.
Yesterday I was reading an article, Rick, about shrimp. Imported shrimp. And the article, if I remember correctly, said something like 60% of imported shrimp has high levels of bacteria. 60%. And you know, we're thinking our food supply is safe. And we're thinking, well, we were told back in the 70s that the food supply in the United States was the best in the world. What happened? What happened? So I'm concerned, and I put together a packet of seeds with White Harvest Seed, whiteharvestseed.com. Tomatoes, sweet peppers, and hot peppers, $5, and they'll be on the website by Monday. And if you want them, that's $5 shipped, and your children can grow them and have success. They're heirloom seeds. They can save the seeds, and you won't have to buy any more. One-time purchase, $5 shipped, ready to go. With the instructions on how to have a successful garden, the same seeds that I grow. So that's my little contribution, whiteharvestseed.com, put together my favorite seeds. They literally are my favorite. And years ago, I contacted Mike Knox, and you've heard him on the air. You've seen him at the expo and the meetups. He put together a large kit for us, instructors, and we bought them in bulk. And then we divided them up, and those are the seeds that we grow. As a matter of fact, I'll share something that I've never told anybody before. In trade for Mike being at the Get Prepared Expo, I gave him great space over the years, and he gave away seeds. So the deal that I cut with him is thousands of packs of seeds. He would give them away to our guests, and I would give him space because we wanted our guests to grow White Harvest Seeds food. That's what we wanted to do. Now you know the story. So Mike Knox, over the years, has been giving thousands and thousands of packets of seeds away at the Get Prepared Expo. I would say that he probably gave away somewhere around 6,000 packages of seeds, tomatoes and peppers and so forth, my favorite seeds over the years. And that's because we want you to grow your own food supply. So that now the secret's out of the bag. That's how that worked.
He should also remind people that if they're going to bug in, they probably should carry the seed they're going to want to come bugging out on.
You want to talk about
there
that?
There may not be any seed when they come out.
You want to talk about that?
Well, it's straight up. That's what they call repositories, where the seed is worth more than gold is in Canada. You know, that, they have repositories for their timber. Seed. Yeah. Imagine that. Yeah, and I'm talking about, like, better than Fort Knox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are several seed repositories in...
And these are vaults
on Earth.
That are, like, shut up. You know?
Right.
The last hundreds of years that something weird should happen.
And here's what's happening with these seed vaults. They are our future. And if everything comes crashing down, hopefully we'll have enough seeds to rebuild. Okay? And no seed vault is being entrusted with all the seeds. There are multiple seed vaults, high security seed vaults, in several places throughout the globe. And the plan is, and I'm not involved with this in any way, shape, or form. I just talked to someone who was involved, or is involved, and they want to make sure that no matter what happens, politically, globally, war, whatever it is, the seeds will still be safe. That's the plan.
Always, every state has more than two or five heirloom seed sources that have repositories. The hippies started it. There's in you know, we have ours, seeds of change, and you know, that kind of thing. Every state has at least two to five repositories. They're usually loady-doady hippies that collect seed and have a whole bunch of catalogs for the various variations of things that have climatized for the region.
Rick, now, have you been on the...
Having seed isn't necessarily going to work for you. Having tomato seeds that are climatized for Missouri makes sense. The next stage on that will be germplasm, tissue culturing. That's what's going to happen if we lose our seed. We'll do Jurassic Park.
Rick, have you been on Jeff Rentz's show?
Yes. Numerous times, yes.
The reason I ask is I've never talked with him. Did you know
Would
that he
you
was
like
involved
to
in it?
Give you an intro, no problem. Jeff was
okay.
Just
do you know
down
he was? Do you know that he was involved in an automobile accident?
When?
Last Friday.
No, what happened?
Well, I'll tell you when we come back. I'll tell you when we come back
Is
from this
okay?
break.
Is he okay?
I think so. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. So, Rick, I just got off the phone with Harry Cooper, a senior USA Prepares instructor. He's the author of some books and sharkhunters.com. He's the one who uncovered that Adolf Hitler did survive World War II, escaped to Argentina with the assistance of Mercedes of Argentina. Anyway, I just called him during the commercial break. And he said Jeff Rentz was in an accident, automobile accident, single vehicle accident. And his vehicle flipped end over end. He ended up in the intensive care unit of a hospital. Broken bones.
I didn't, Jeff, I'm close to Jeff, not as close as you, but, I do frequently. He lives in Ashland.
Okay, well, I had some broken bones in his arm and hand. He's now at home. But it was a single car accident. So those of you who are inclined to pray, please add Jeff.
What caused the accident?
Well, I don't know, and I asked Harry Cooper that, and he said I'll have to call Jeff. But here's one of the points. You know, Jeff Rentz does some really great broadcasting, and he was involved in an automobile accident. You know, I don't know what caused it, but I do know that I'm suspicious of everything. And Joyce Riley has cancer. Bob Chapman died of pancreatic cancer. William Cooper was executed by the police. You know, these are broadcasters who are on the edge of
I saw that article, yes. I saw that where they're killing off alternative broadcasters. Yes, I saw that article.
Okay. Well, I'm speaking of experience and, you know, people I've heard on the air. Of course, I know Joyce Riley. I've stayed at her guest house with Sam Bushman and some others. But, you know, what are we going to do? What are we going to do when alternative radio becomes quieter and quieter? I mean, who are the replacements? Who are the replacements? And if you look at the Netherlands, they're shutting down FM radio in 2017. FM will be gone in 2017. What's going to happen? And okay. And I talked about this at our meetup last Monday. And I mentioned that, okay, who listens to FM radio? Who listens to AM radio? And the answer is, you only listen to AM if you have to. Okay? If you can listen to the same broadcast on FM and AM, like everyone would listen on FM because of the clarity, the fidelity, and so forth. The only reason you listen to AM is because it's something you want to hear that's not available on FM, right?
Yeah.
And if FM's gone, what's left? And new cars are not even being manufactured with AM radio. So AM is going to be history soon. That being the case, we're going to a digital world where it's easier to control. And then if you look at the message, the nightly news, you know, ABC, CBS, NBC, how different is the message? It's the same message because it comes from the same sources. The difference is alternative media.
There is. I have to say something. I have now started to climb the ladder in alternative radio, you know, because of the Veterans Today article and other things like that. And I will tell you that a good 70% of alternative radio is disinformation, flat out. And worse, it's creepy disinformation. And the bad news is most of the people doing it believe what they're saying. That's even creepier.
You want to give me as an example, Rick?
You mean, no, I don't want to point fingers because I was with Carrie Cassidy and she had me go on with a really sincere, well-researched zealot, religious zealot. And he saw a creep everywhere he looked and is mostly focused on Nibiru, you know, the planet X. I'm going to say something that I have just discovered that has blown me away. There is a link out, I can find it where you're going, that is talking about CERN by an occultist that is every bit my equal in scholarship. He's
okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought till we come. Hold that thought.
Yeah,
we'll be right
okay,
back,
good.
Rick. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I've got a post on the website about Tennessee. There's some meat that was 9 years old. It was frozen and thawed and smelled bad, so they put some gravy on it and is ready for consumption by the students. Okay, so if you're thinking about sending lunch with your students. If you're if they're attending the public training camp, you might want to pack their own lunch. Pack the lunch for your family. I mean, why entrust Michelle and her followers to cook for your children? Post it on the website, usapreparers.com. Rick, you were talking about CERN? Go ahead, Rick. You were talking about CERN?
Oh, so CERN, this guy does a parable on what CERN is and what it is not. And his occult scholarship is exceptional. And when I say that, I'm taught at Harvard, graduate level. This guy nails it. He says that CERN is being run by a bunch of fanatics that are trying to make biblical prophecy happen. And they have, you know, their own interpretation of the biblical prophecy. CERN is basically a time machine that is about to let Apollo back onto Earth as an Anunnaki. And this guy has the references on what he's talking about that creeped me out. Now, Germany is like that, where they get a mindset to do something and then get out of their way because there's nothing stopping them. And CERN is a bad accident waiting to happen and letting some kind of weird entity in. Now, his references on this creep me out because I'm good enough that when I watch something, I can usually see the spin and things like that. And so disinformation is out there because of zealots. They're not minor adepts or major adepts or adeptus exemptus. They're down in the lower channels, you know, trying to preach the gospel. And I have to say, CERN is kind of scary to me when you realize that it's opening a portal to let something in. And while I don't know how that all works, I've got a great imagination, and my academic background in terms of translations of specifics leads me to be very concerned.
Rick, let me see if
there's
I've got what you're saying. You're saying
to
that
make biblical prophecy happen, literally.
Rick, let me see if I understand what you're saying. Are you saying that there is so much disinformation on the alternative media, it's hard to figure out what's what, and if you compare that to the mainstream media, it's even worse?
Yeah, that's one thing. Then CERN is not what you think it is, that super collider trying to do dark matter and the God molecule. No, it's doing something else, and that's very scary. You know, it's like when we didn't know what an atom bomb was going to do, and we let one off, and the atolls. Yeah. It's, they're doing something, and apparently it's the CERN people are run by a group of religious fanatics.
Rick, let me see if I've got this right. You're talking about when we let the atomic bomb off in the Bikini Atolls, and we thought, geez, you know, this thing might light the atmosphere on fire, but let's do it anyway?
Yeah, we didn't know that. That's right. By the way, there was a video, a movie, that came out and has been pulled, and I can't find who did it. Who played in Wall Street? What was the guy's name? Wall Street. His father.
Michael Douglas? Michael Douglas?
Yeah, his father did a religious movie on that very thing where they went to Geneva to try to stop the bomb because of Sister Teresa, not Teresa, the mother crying and something or other about the setting the skies. When Sheen, what was his name? Charlie Sheen.
Martin Sheen?
Not Charlie, Michael. Yeah, Michael Sheen became religious, and when he did, he made this movie that I have never seen ever play, and you can't find it anymore, but my ex-wife and I, we saw it. It was the concern. It was when he became a religious person. He went back into Christianity, and he made this movie about the mother and was it the Holy Mother, you know, warning about this setting the light. Well, that was nuclear energy. Now, what we're talking about at CERN is actually going to create a portal in time. That's what dark energy does. I can run it down in a little article I haven't written yet, but, you know, I try to explain how it all works. And apparently, it's all funded. It's got big bucks on a group that wants to make a Bible prophecy true. They're making it happen, kind of like they did in Germany. I don't know what it all means. I'm kind of concerned. I'll see if I can't find that article for you.
I'll post
the guy that did the video. Exceptional knowledge base. I was really impressed. I'm not very impressed with a lot of people. There's a lot of disinformation out. That might be some of it, but his academic background led me to believe that he's a scholar and he well researched. It concerned me. Put me in creep mode.
Okay. Rick, let's talk about something you're expert in. Mind-altering medications.
Mind-altering.
Here's why I'm asking. Well, the reason I'm asking is there seem to be people who want to detach from reality. They think that, you know, there's a better place to be, and they may be right. The only problem is when they come back.
That's right. Timothy Leary, in his Varieties of Psychedelic Experience, said that the Buddhists had four reasons for getting high, and only one of them was for escape and recreation. The other three were toward enlightenment and going into a place that you can't do with normal consciousness. Maybe with a flat iron skillet. But when you take LSD and have a big experience, let me tell you, and now the big one is ayahuasca. Everybody looking for answers that they can't do with, let's say, sleep deprivation. Did you know that sleep deprivation is the strongest hallucinogen there is? That's why sensory deprivation tanks work so good. You know, really, they do.
Okay, well, I have read that sleep deprivation, you know, actually damages the body physically.
Well, it does. It throws everything off.
Hmm.
Yeah, so, I remember when I was younger, I used to eat Herfy burgers because if I could digest those and turn them into me, I kept my immune system stronger. I was rationalizing my behavior on why I would eat five hamburgers in this awful place called Herfy burgers. Look, it's belief systems are what open and close doors. And when you have a mindset to do something, you rationalize it. That's what your mind does. It makes everything you believe true. You know, there it is, see? There it is. It's not real any more than a belief is real. Now, drugs...
Okay, so Rick, when someone does... we'll just say LSD for right now.
Okay.
My research in the past, and it's been quite a long time since I've researched this, but there can be reoccurring trips, if you will. Is that true or not true?
Yeah, no. Let me tell you, that's another myth. Basically, lysergic acid diethylamide is a toxin. And when you take it, the body freaks out. It breaks the toxin down, produces its own related chemistry, which is lysergic acid amide, and then at 20 hours of high is from your own brain chemistry. And what it does is basically jumpstarts that neurologic circuit, which, by the way, that one is what Leary called neurologic circuits, was the one for creativity. It is, the brain releases minute quantities of that when you go, aha. When you go, aha, you see how that point to that point connects, you release that drug. Now, it's homeopathy. That's what your immune system does, is that it breaks down lysergic acid diethylamide. That's in the urine. It's salts within, and then the 20 hours resulting is your own brain chemistry. And so flashbacks are really your body reproducing that event again. And really it's necessary to do that to start the creative process of evolution where you're doing it consciously. And that's what I've been doing. When I took drugs, I was trying to navigate internal landscapes that I could not access with normal consciousness using a hammer or a flat iron skillet. I had to, you know, go to a place where I saw shadow world. I saw other worlds that I would not normally say and discount as not real. And to do that, Mrs. DeForest through the trees, you don't have to hang out there. That's called addiction. but you can experience that like you would sex or you do other kinds of things. Now, on my book, when I was younger and badass, I actually said, reality is for those people that can't handle drugs. No, just kidding. I did. I had to, you know. But actually, the big movement now is ayahuasca, also known as dimethyltryptamine, or should be, if it's done right, dime church and all. But that's the spirit molecule. That's the neurotransmitter that gives you a sense of something more than yourself, gives you a sense of God. That's why Rick said that that's how the brain creates God. Now, second part of that. Yeah.
We're going into a break. When we come back, can we talk about are some of the greatest inventions of mankind as a result of LSD and other drugs? We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else. Except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, if you like to eat shrimp, I just posted on the website that article I was talking about. 60% of the shrimp that was investigated has bacteria. And also, 94% of frozen shrimp sold in American stores is imported from
other countries. You want to look at the skin, the ISBN number, to see what country it came from. Everything coming from Thailand is toxic right now. That's the deal. It's not shrimp. It's where it came from.
Okay. And, Rick, my question about LSD and other mind-altering drugs, the question is, you know, I've been thinking about what some of these politicians dream up, okay, like carbon credits and all of these rules and regulations that make no sense to me, okay? My mind is not capable of thinking in those terms. Do you think, and so I've extrapolated that to ask the question, are some of the great inventions, the brilliant inventions of mankind, are they spurred on by mind-altering drugs that allow people to think differently from what they normally would do?
Well, I don't know about Leonardo da Vinci, but, you know, he invented the parachute and helicopter and, you know, some other really cool things.
And the tank?
I don't know how that all works. The thing that I see it's not about drugs, it's the diversity of the human mind and how we've got sheeple and we've got wolves and the sheeple. And there's all the things in between. And that is where I don't think there's anything original. That's why I was always interested in shareware. I didn't think, you know, that anybody should have, you know, intellectual ownership on anything. Nothing's original. I'm not.
Well, you know, they say that there's nothing new under the sun, and, it, you know, there are some new things.
Except me.
There are
that's
some.
A Saturday Night Live joke. And I have to tell you, that the diversity is where our wealth and richness lies.
I'm trying to understand what you mean by that. You mean the different concepts that we can think about?
There's nothing wrong with that child. That child can grow bedding plants better than a master gardener and has a quality of love that only a yogi has. You understand? They're like closer to spirit. They are. There's nothing wrong with this. Like this. Just the teacher doesn't want to deal with it. That's what the problem is. But the child itself, probably one of the most loving experiences anybody could have.
You know,
say it's aberrant.
Tomorrow, one of the things that we're going to talk about is how the Department of Education has gotten together with computer manufacturers and software writers and developers and how they are dumbing us down and training us individually how to think by having the computers teach classes. Just look at the computer screen. You don't need to ask your teacher. You don't need to raise your hand. Just ask the computer. And then what the computers are doing are collecting our thoughts and how we answer. And then they can be information about how we respond as students can then be used to program us as to how we can think. And then shift how we purchase things. It's amazing. Rick, we're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and it gets worse when you really start to examine it, because we're about to go through what we would call a change in civilization, and this time we're not going to allow the Earth to have a civilization after, because of Chernobyl. If the grid goes down, everything goes crazy. If it's day after tomorrow, that puts things in stasis, and then when you crawl out of your cave, you get to go face 400 Chernobyls that warmed up. It's crazy.
Rick, you want us to turn off the switch to nuclear energy, don't you, right now?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's not cheap. It's not safe. And there's better forms that are more natural. This place is crazy.
We could solve.
It's all about money, which doesn't mean anything shortly.
Rick, and we could solve the whole problem by reducing our energy consumption. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Rick, thanks so much.
Pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.